Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, we're learning Pelayot and Ois Gimel, topic of Geula and Shir number 213. Today's learning has been sponsored by my parents in memory of my father's father, Aryeh ben Eliezer, on his yard site, his Neshama Shem Leo, as well as a Rafu Shleima for Drew Dorman, Avram Gadal, Yvonne Sora, Sophia. We started yesterday with the topic of Geula, of redemption, and we had mentioned that the simanim, of the siman, of the signs of a person who really believes and he lives his life, that Mashiach can come any given day. The Pelayot said, such a person will not be focused on the gashmias of this world. And sometimes the word gashmias sounds like super religious. You say the word gashmias, so what does that word even mean? Well, let's take a step back. The word gashmias, let's go to the shayrish, the root word, is geshem, rain. Rain comes down from shemayim. Rain is the source of what gives every physical thing its livelihood. If there's no water, there's no rain, there's nothing growing from the ground. There's nothing growing from the ground. The animals can't eat. The animals can't eat. The humans can't eat. There's nothing. It is of the greatest aspects of physicality. The gashmias, the geshem. So now we understand what gashmias means. The Pelayot was telling us, if one's focusing on building tremendously fancy, large structures that they don't need. We're not talking about someone who is building a house with a tremendous amount of bedrooms so he can host so many people throughout wherever they come and travel through. We're not talking about a person like this, which there are people like this. But we're talking about people, says the Pelayot, who want to show off their wealth. And he says, is that what we're here for? I want to add another twist, another angle, which I discussed in other shiurim. And it's very appropriate for this topic over here. Because there's another problem that happens, and we're living through it right now. And sometimes we cause our own problems. And let me elaborate. There was a yid I used to learn with, who lost almost everyone in his family in the Holocaust. He had an older sister that survived, him and his sister. Sister came over to America, to actually a different country before the war. And in the middle of our learning together, he would point to the picture where he would sit, would be on his right, of his family members, his mother, his brothers, sisters, and he would start choking up and tears would come down his face. And he would say, people in this generation, you know what they do? And for those listening to these shurim, these might sound as maybe painful words. But I want to tell you what he said, because I believe it's what the Pelayot is saying. And he lived through the problems. Right now he's in Shemayim. And he would say, people in this generation, they build these massive mansions and they show off their wealth. And you know what the result is? He says, and then the nations of the world become jealous. The Ummah Sa'ilam become jealous of us. And then he points to the picture of his family and he says, and this is what happens. This is what happens. And then they come and they take that jealousy and they use their anti-Semitism and they come to attack us and then they kill us. And he points to the picture of his brothers and his sisters and his mother. His father, I believe, passed away from before already. This is what this yid would tell me. And his memory wasn't so strong in those times, so it could be through that one sitting that I sat with him, he would say the same 5-minute discussion again a few minutes later. And it's ingrained in my heart. And these are the words the Pelioites are saying now. Is a person mitzapel Yeshua? Does he really yearn for Mashiach to come? If he does, he's not going to be living his life with the Gashmias, with all of that rain discussing product of all the physical contents of this world. Does he have to have the newest, fanciest iPhone watch? And the newest Samsung phone? And on and on and on. It doesn't end. It never ends. The Pelioid says, after the fact that a person is here in this world, kol chay odom b'olam hazeh is hevel hema. These are the words from Shloimeh HaMelech, the Chacham Mikol Adam. You know, when a person gets up to speak, in fact, the Vilna Gaon writes about this in Mishlei, about Shloimeh HaMelech. You want to see his credentials. You want to know what school he went to. Well, I don't know, this generation might not be something to be proud about anymore. But you want to know what school he went to. If he's a doctor, how did he graduate? What's his expertise? What's his experience? What do people say about him? Is he very smart? Now, you don't want to just take somebody who passed. You have a big issue you want to deal with. You're talking to a lawyer, businessman. He's in charge of all of your finances. So you ask him, so how much experience do you have? Oh, 3 days. Well, you got to start somewhere. Excuse me? Well, a guinea pig here? Don't worry, I know how to deal with stuff. I learned all about it in college. Doesn't sound so reassuring. There's only one person that we say is a Chacham Mikol Adam, is the wisest man that ever lived. And that's Shloimeh HaMelech. And he tells us, Hevel HaVolim, HaKol Hevel. All of that excitement out there in the world, all of the glamour and the glory and the glitter and everything like this, it's all Hevel. It's nonsense. It's fake. It's fake. What's good? What's good in this world? When the person brings nachas ruach to Hashem. When the person brings happiness to Hashem. And how do we bring nachas ruach to Hashem? Very simple. We do the mitzvahs. We learn Torah. We do the mitzvahs. Lilmoid amnas lasais. Al kain. Min haroi lis avois el hagu'ulo bishol lanuach veliroiz toiv. And that's why, says the Pelioites, he concludes this piece over here of Geula, that we should yearn for the Geula. We should yearn for the redemption. Not just that because Klai Yisrael will be saved from our enemies, but because they'll bring Nachas Ruach to Hashem. Rak lavoi des Hashem b'shvil kovod shechinos uzeinu, to give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who kovod avinu shebashemayim. The Pelioids tells us we can't begin to fathom the pain Kivi Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in Golos. We can't begin to understand ki godol tsara shemayim ad mokum she'en yad tzichlenu magas. Just like you have computers. Right now I have to upgrade a certain thing. Running out of space. Upgraded. Our brain capabilities are limited. We have limitations. She'en yad sichleinu magas. We can't comprehend the tsar of the Shekhinah in Golos. So now let's think for a second. Imagine someone did a chesed for you, a total stranger. You go, oh, that's so kind of you. Thank you so much. You'd have this burning desire to want to like repay the person. And if he's going into the same shul with you, around the same time, you'll be happy to open the door for him. Like, wow, it's the least I can do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us life every single second. We know the boundless, endless amount of love Hashem has for us. As we say all the time, Ava Rabba Avtanu. Maybe a little we can focus and ask ourselves, am I mitzapel Yeshua? Do I want the Shekhinah, the Tzar of the Shekhinah to stop? So that Hashem could be getting nachas from us. The same way we want nachas from our children. Hashem wants nachas from us. Ki golo tzar shemayim ad mokam shein yatzich lein amagas. Zek kol prima seinu tfiloseinu. This is the purpose of our tfilos. Vezek kol odom. To bring nachas to Hashem. To take the tzar away. To mitzapel to Yeshua. We should be zoiche. To geulah shleima meherav yameinu. Amen.